Hey guys, so we are back again, 2023, and we are ready to smash this year. Super excited for everything we've got planned. I think we've learned a lot over the past previous years, and we've got ourselves super organised. We've got so many things in the diary, and thoroughly looking forward to implementing some of the new things we've got coming up, and also redoing the things that we know that you guys love and enjoy to take part in anyway. So I thought it'd be good today to kind of talk through some of the events we've got coming up. Probably won't cover them all, but some of the things that are like standing out to me is going to be pretty cool. How are you feeling about the new year, Jack?
Excited.
It's going to be excited. Good.
Got a big year ahead of us, haven't we?
We do. Every year's just got better and better and better in ways that I wouldn't expect it to. Do you know what I mean? When I think back, I'm like, I didn't expect what happened last year to happen. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the growth and the amount of people we impacted and the shows we ran and the competitions we went to. And, do you know what I mean? It's hard to really imagine what this year is going to be like.
Yeah.
Like what's wrong?
We can have a plan, can't we? You can always plan some things out,
and of course.
That's good. That's the right thing to do. If you don't have a plan, and you don't have an end destination or an end goal, you don't really know where you're going to end up.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean that you can't take little detours along the way, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and says, "Oh, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this?" And you can implement new things, whether that's in business, whether that's in teaching and martial arts, or like the events that were running. Like when you first did, like if we go back to the first fight night, like that's a long time ago now, isn't it? Can you even remember what the first fight night was like, how you ran it and everything like that?
I can remember bits of it, and one thing that I did love about the first fight show we ever ran was that we did like a matching event. We did like a matching event. It was either first, I think it was the first one, actually. We did like a matching event where the guys all came down and they got picture against their opponent and met the person they were fighting.
Yeah.
And I love that idea. Slightly different now because we're bigger and better. We've got people travelling from around the world in some cases and hours and hours away. So you can't expect them to drive down just for a 30-minute picture and stuff, but that was the... I can remember bits
the first
of it.
One was, because there was all different clubs then, wasn't it? It was like Selby in Doncaster, and then we had a lot from in between, well, what's now called Martial Arts for You.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at that point, were it? It was Long's Black Belt Schools, and then you had the Ryuki fight team, and then
like
a lot of different clubs that obviously are now all with us. We're all part of the same team now.
Yeah.
But they were competing against each other.
They were, yes, you're right, yeah. So it is crazy to think back on. And I never, at that moment, I never would have expected the shows to be as successful as they are now. Do you know what I mean? I think that we're obviously running a show February the 4th.
April the 8th,
we're doing 6. But I think the February one, definitely tough.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Hard.
As you guys all know, Christmas time. How many of you guys, or your kids, or people you know, were training a few days a week, a few hours a week, or more, you know, an hour a day, over Christmas? I'll put my hand up and say I wasn't doing that. I trained a little bit, but I enjoyed the time off with family and friends, and you have other things going on, usually, over Christmas. So it's one of those things that I think it's important to take that time too.
Of course it is.
I don't think it should be... we should be worried about not training as much over Christmas. I think we should enjoy Christmas.
100%.
I think we should
appreciate that time. You should enjoy time off. Do you know what I mean? I think that we were talking about actually at Mastermind yesterday, like a mini retirement. Do you know what I mean? You're having a weekend off. You're having a week and to switch your phone off and to literally fully put your energy and focus into relaxing or spending time with family. But I think one thing that I just love about us, and I love about our team, and I love about Martial Arts for You, is it's near impossible to run a fight show on the 4th of Feb.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're going to try our absolute best to make it work. Now, is there a chance it won't work? Yeah. We're struggling right now. Do you know what I mean? There's a chance we're not going to get the show that we want, but we're still going to go for it.
And I like that. Do you know what I mean? I like that even though something is challenging, we still go for it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And yeah, it might be that it fails. It doesn't work. Don't matter. Back on it again. Let's go.
Not the first time we've failed, is it?
No. Definitely probably not.
Probably not the 10th time we've failed either.
Probably the 100,000.
A lot of times.
But yes, obviously we've got the fight night coming up. Fingers crossed. As long as that all goes well. But worst case, we'd either push the date back or have our April shows. We've got 6 shows running throughout the year. Dates are all set. Everything's organised. Do you know what I mean? Obviously looking forward to seeing what we do. Obviously we've got some... I was speaking to the DJ at the last show. We're going to have smoke machines. We're going to have... more lights around the gym. We're
it was about those moving lights, wasn't it? Like the lights go off, they're bouncing around the room, and then as the fighter makes an entrance, they all turn onto the fighter and watch them come through.
Yeah, which would be cool. It's like a little level up, isn't it? Like we're going to be putting like TV screens like around the bar rather than it being like just on pieces of paper, like the menu.
Yeah.
And I just think that little things like that, little upgrades... Do you know what I mean? Them little upgrades every single time, it just, it excites me to think where we're going to be this time next year. What's going to have happened. So obviously fight shows, that's exciting. And we've got quite a lot of like retention events, which I'm looking forward to. We've got like the sword, like samurai swords. Kids love sword fighting, so that'll be fun. We've got our extreme Nerf war.
I think that should be one of the best events of the year, the Nerf war.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did it at the summer camps, and it was one of the most popular days from, not just like from people booking on, but from everybody who came to it. It was like, that was amazing, and that was the best thing. So.
Who doesn't like shooting stuff?
Yeah, especially kids.
It's just fun.
Kids, oh, they were right into it.
And making their targets in the den, so that would be really, really fun. And then we've got loads of other things. We've got some movie parties, some pizza parties, which the kids always love that. I think one thing that I am really looking forward to be 100% honest, I'm not 100% sure how it's even going to work yet, but our awards night.
Yeah.
Our awards night.
Martial Arts for You awards night.
That's going to be exciting. Like I said, I'm not even really figured out how yet, but I know that it's going to be awesome. Like, we'll make it awesome.
Yeah, I remember you used to do them at when I played rugby, when I played football, and you'd get, like, the player's player of the year or the coach's player of the year or the teammate of the year or something like that. You'd have loads of different awards that people would get for their role and participation and what they did during the year, during, like, all the games, during the training, other things like that. So we've got a lot of options.
Yeah, and I think that I want to go down the route of obviously instructors picking students for awards. But I also want to do some voted ones. I thought that'd be 100%. Quite cool. I saw, who did I see doing it? AVT.
Yeah.
Love it. Love that idea. And I saw AVT do it online. I was like, that's mint.
Mm.
I love that. So our awards evening is in July.
Cool.
So yeah, I want to do something like that. But I love how they did, like, AVT did the end of the year. So I think doing something, not an awards evening, but doing something online as the thingy of the year.
Maybe it's like the best fight of the year or the most improved
I love it.
Student of the year or something along those lines.
Yeah, but it's a night to celebrate, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Celebrate the students and let them be rewarded for their hard work, do you know what I mean? And it would be quite a fun thing to plan in the sense of, like, the categories and the awards we're going to give. And obviously, I've got a slight idea of how it's going to run. I think set up similar to, like, a graduation, as in using the stage as a ring. No, using the ring as a stage.
Yeah.
But similar to a fight night in a layout point of view. Like,
yeah, so you've got the...
Tables.
You've got the tables, you've got the bar.
I think I'd want it like seated.
A special night. Yeah, seated and maybe provide some food.
I want to get a singer. I want it to be more
maybe
than
a musician or a singer.
Yeah, I just think that'd be quite cool. I don't know. I need to think finer details. But it's something that I've wanted to do for years, so I'm excited that we're going to actually do it. Another thing that I'm really looking forward to is the Easter idea we've got. So during, it's on the diet, on the calendar, but one of the weeks, the week of Easter, maybe.
Or the weekend, the week, yeah, probably
the
full week.
Full week, but in class, normal classes, but the instructors are gonna have loads of eggs, loads of little chocolate eggs, and they're gonna like hide them around the gym.
Yeah.
So then during class time, you as an instructor will be like, right guys, everyone stop. You got 10 seconds to find as much chocolate as you can. And the kids go find chocolate. You can do that a few times during the class.
Yeah.
And I'm like, honestly, how long have we been? 8 years? For 8 years or 7 years or whatever it is, every year I'm like, I want to do something at Easter. I want to do something to do with Easter. And I've just never done it. I've never organised it. So I'm proud and excited that we've actually got something in the diary ready to go.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
It'd be
well,
fun.
We're also going to do a couple of parent weeks as well, because that was a massive hit.
Oh.
And I think it's something really special for the guys who come and watch their kids train, and they see them all the time, and they wonder, oh, what's that like? Or the kid thinks, I wish mummy would do that. I wish daddy would do it. And then they just jump on and they do a little bit of training with them. They hold pads for them. They can coach them and they can be a part of what their kid's really interested in. And that brings families closer together. That brings students and their parents closer together and gets them involved in a way where they don't have to, okay, right, I need to start training myself now, because as grown-ups, as adults, you know, a lot of us are busy.
Yeah.
A lot of us have a lot of responsibilities, and maybe it's not really what we want to do, you know, going and training. But we love our kids and we want to do the best for them, so therefore it's good opportunity to get on the mats, it's a good opportunity to bond. And we got so many positive reviews last time.
They absolutely loved it.
People loved it, didn't they?
I was a little bit unsure about it, I'm not going to lie. Because it was Kay. Kay Calvert, she's the one that came up with the idea. And I was a bit unsure. I was a bit like, oh, will that work? I love it when that happens. I love it when, like, it's not that I doubted the idea. I was unsure to whether parents would actually do it. Do you know what I mean? Would they actually come on the mats? But it was such a
great
success.
We had parents turning up in sports kit, like, I remember in Selby, one of the, like, some of the parents were like, do we come on and sit down in the circle time as well and talk about our day? I was like, no, you don't need to do that bit. We'll talk about the day with the kids.
I'd get him doing that, mate.
And then we had them in there training with the warm-up and, you know, playing games with the kids and just interacting and enjoying it. And then obviously they were... Some of the kids know some of the other parents because they're friends at school or whatever else, and it's, you know, it creates a real nice community feel to the club. So I really like that parent week, so we'll be doing, I think, two of these this year, so it'll be cool. Really, really good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Worked really, really well.
And also, we did a little bit of sparring as well, obviously not full sparring, but like, let's say you've got little...
The kids
get to spar the parents, and some of them do it. I know they definitely punch the dad at home, or they punch the mum, and they, you know, they get them training on them at home. But then doing it in the club, like, the absolute joy on the kids' face when you say, okay, you can get to punch mummy and daddy now, absolutely love it.
And the joy on the parents' face. Like, I can actually hit my child in a controlled, happy environment.
Just give him a little punch in the belly, it's all right. Completely legal and fine.
We won't judge you. We will encourage you to do that. No, it is. I think that it's all about community and bringing people together. And I think with a lot of the events, they're free. Do you know what I mean? They're free of charge. Just want to bring everyone closer together. A few of them are charged. Do you know what I mean? Because, well, they cost money. Do you know what I mean? Like the summer camp, for example. But we're going to be having some really, really amazing deals for like early bird with the summer camp. So if you basically, it's going to be released in February, if you book your space in February, you're gonna ridiculous deal. I just want to get, it's such a success, the kids absolutely love it. Obviously we've been swaying towards trying to like get a bus and pick up the kids and bring them all to Thorpe Arch to do like one absolutely huge like summer camp that's out of this world. But it's just how, because my god,
how many staff,
how
much cost getting the bus,
and the bus is, it's buses. I'd never realized how much buses cost.
And, you,
I mean?
And you're not allowed to put like four kids in the boot of the car, so it's
apparently
so hard.
Not. I was, I know, like, right? Come on, like you can stick one of them to the roof rack.
Two on each seat, you know, and then four in the boot, and jobs are good, isn't it?
Apparently, you got a risk assess.
Yeah.
No, it is. But so I'm looking at that. Obviously, four backs just to do them at the set locations anyway.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I wouldn't want to do one at Thorpe Arch and expect parents to travel.
No,
if we were
not.
Gonna do it at Thorpe Arch, I want to take it out of everyone's hands. They drop the kids off at the club that's closest to them. The kid gets picked up, taken to Thorpe Arch, has an amazing day, and then gets dropped back off at the club for a pickup, which is the closest location to where you'd live. I love it. It's just the logistics. How can we make something like that work?
So
it
might be... anybody wants to donate a bus,
yes,
you know, we're on the lookout.
Yeah, please let us know. Don't. I've had Tim Millard sending me. He's been looking for second-hand buses. I'm like, Tim, I don't think we actually need a bus. I don't think we need to buy a bus. Like, maybe a minivan, you know what I mean, eventually for the fighters and stuff, but...
We've got a camping trip coming up as well, haven't we?
We do, yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be a pretty cool camping trip. We've never done one of those before.
Well, same again with the parent week idea. I remember when Tim came to me about the sleepovers, and I'm like, mate, first of all, you're mental.
Getting a load of those kids like, have a sleepover all night.
The fact that you want to take part in that, I'm like, go for it. But in the back of my head again, I was like, I don't know whether that will be an interest to people. I was wrong. First one, there was 20 kids.
Yeah.
20 kids for a sleepover. Parents loved it.
Of course.
The only thing was the parents wanted a later pickup time because a lot of them had been drinking. So they were like, 9 a.m. pickup. Come on, guys. Like, at least 11. So we've kind of, Tim again, he'd been asking to do a camping trip. He wanted to go for the full week, but I said, let's start with a weekend. But it's indoor camping as well, which is great.
Yeah, so
really
do activities, but they're not like necessarily out in a tent because it's not
February,
in summer.
Yeah.
It's in February, so we're not gonna make them all sleep outside. Although it'd be probably good for them.
In a sense, it's
toughen
experience.
Them up a little bit, you know.
Character building.
Character, exactly. Character building.
Well, I did say that we'd would he accept how old would she be? 6 month? Would he accept a 6 month old on the trip?
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, 100%. Anyway, I'm not changing any nappies though. I was like, right, okay. But no, I think the camping trip again, great experience for the kids. I think we need to understand that as a community, kids might not get that kind of opportunity.
It's true.
Maybe their parents don't like camping, and I get that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But your child might actually really enjoy that. And it gives the parents a weekend off, Friday
perfect,
and Saturday night. Do you know what I mean? Which is amazing.
Yeah,
and the kids.
Drop the kids off. You know they're taken care of. You know that they're going to have fun. They're probably going to be tired when they get back because they've been so excited and doing all these activities and probably stayed up late, like with the friend going, oh, can you believe we're on a camping trip? All that stuff. So it's a great weekend off for the parents.
It is, and it's such a good experience for the kids, I think, being in that kind of atmosphere. Do you know what I mean? Like, being with other children and having a bit of time with our members that aren't in class.
Yeah, it might be different members that they don't usually see. Like at the sleepover, we had... From pretty much all the clubs, we had different kids, didn't we? And they all came together and, you know, formed new friendships and created new bonds with people that they don't usually spend time with. But they might, like I saw one kid from, when I turned up on that morning after, there was one of the kids from Pontefract and another kid, you know, Sam Barton from Acom. And those two, like, I would never have thought those two would be friends, you know, like just... I've seen them both, and then they were both sat there, like they were both playing this game, and there was one taking a turn, and then he was taking a turn, and they were both just like playing the game. But those two were like, they weren't doing what all the other kids were doing.
Yeah,
they've got a little friendship together, and they were both doing their own thing, and they were enjoying it. And you know, that is an opportunity that you don't usually get. You
100%.
Know, so it's a great thing for the kids and the parents as well.
That's it. I think another thing that we're really looking at is obviously the Christmas sale, making that bigger, better, do you know what I mean? Just improving it, being more organised with it again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think a lot of the things that we've already spoken about purely come down to like organising and planning.
Yeah.
And
we're going to get the real life Santa with his 8 reindeer sleigh and flying in from the sky with his 8 reindeers carrying him, aren't we? That's the plan.
Oh, 100%. Although you need to be careful saying things like that, because I remember when I used to tell kids if they like did something, I'd take them to Disneyland, and I had a very upset kid one time.
Really?
Because obviously I wasn't really in the position to take him to Disneyland.
Oh, no.
He was crying.
Well, I use that trick. I always tell him Gareth's going to take him to Disneyland. I was like, right, we're going to jump and we're going to touch the ceiling, for example.
Yeah.
And obviously, they're tiny. They can't touch the ceiling. But I said, touch the ceiling and Gareth will take you to Disneyland.
Yeah. I think I did that, but it wasn't touch the ceiling. It was something that I didn't think they'd be able to do, but one of them did it. I was like, oh no. And the mum came in the following week and was like, I know it was a joke, and please don't think I'm telling you this because I'm like mad at you, but he was proper crying all night because I had to tell him that you were actually going to take him to Disneyland. So guys, maybe we might have a Santa. I'm debating that. Yeah.
Maybe reindeer. The reindeer won't fly. All right, we'll put that one out there. The reindeer might not fly.
Maybe not. Isn't it weird talking about Christmas already? But this is organisation, isn't it? Trying to organise the full year. I'm trying to think what else. Obviously, we've got more fight shows. Do you know what I mean? Not our fight shows, going to other people's
traveling,
fight shows.
Different places. And we want to get new opportunities for the guys this year and get titles that are up for grabs for the guys that are getting more experienced and able to be in a position fight for titles. You know, that's the plan. Again, upgrading.
Yeah.
You know, we've only got one title holder so far at the gym. Current title holder. Or maybe two. Because Finn had a title, this year, the year before. Fight night titles on ring shows. And, you know, we want to get more this year.
Hell yeah.
We want 2, 3, 4 people, 5 people. We want to give the 6, 7 10, 100. Everyone. No, we want to give the opportunities all to those that are ready for it. Those that work hard for it. They're the people that we're going to be looking at putting forward and taking across the country to different places and fighting for those titles. And that's
where our energy is going to be more this year is... you need to send the list of the tournaments if you are going to any. But I think that us focusing our energy on fight nights and these opportunities rather than using our time, which is very precious, using our time at tournaments, using that time in these big opportunities for the team, definitely. I think it's smart. And I think that it means that we're actually going to have not energy, because we've got the energy, but we're going to be able to put more energy into the fight nights and the ISCA, ICO, do you know what I mean? These kind of bigger titles for the team, which I think is just going to be huge anyway.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And again, you never know what's going to happen. There could be some people right now in the team that just have an absolute blinder of a year. And at the beginning, you're thinking, oh, I wonder how they're going to do. And then they just go on a complete run by December,
you're ready for a title.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You don't, and that's, I think they need to remember that, don't they? That, you might have only had a few fights now, but if you can get quite a few fights this year, why couldn't you go for an area title?
Experience.
Do you know what I mean?
Experience.
Or something like that. I think it's another exciting thing which I'm looking forward to this year is obviously Kay has just renewed her level 2 boxing qualification. Yeah. We're going on England boxing course. Yeah. So obviously we're going to be registered, we're going to be affiliated, we're going to be officially a boxing club too. Yeah. We're going to be able
we're
going to
be start introducing more boxing classes.
Exactly.
Doing new boxing classes at a variety of the clubs. And it's a similar, but also a new avenue for us to go down and for us to teach.
It's the professional side which excites me with that, do you know what I mean? Because again, you never know what's around the corner. No. But it does mean that we've got that avenue, because as much as like some of the guys might want to be eventually professionals in kickboxing, K1, etc., which is awesome, and there's avenues for that, the boxing avenue is a lot more clearer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot, it's got a board, it's got an organisation, do you know what I mean? All these things. So I think that, again, it's just opportunity after opportunity for our guys. Like, I do honestly think that, like, when I look at us as a team, martial arts school, business, however you want to look at what we do, that God, the people that are in it are lucky. We're lucky to be in it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But what we're able to offer and do with our knowledge as a team.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's not one of us.
It's all of us.
Because if it was just one of us, it wouldn't be what it is now.
Nope.
Do you know what I mean? If it was Nicky Pratt's martial arts school, do you know what I mean? Nicky Pratt's kickboxing school. It just wouldn't be what it is. Do you know what I mean? Because it'd be me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's no way that I'd be able to do all them events and the fight shows. And, like, there's no way. But the fact we've got just so many guys that care so much about our students and care about the opportunities, and it's the team to be in, isn't it, really? Do you know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. And we do our best.
Every time.
Whatever we do, we'll do our best.
Every time. Every single time. We'll give it our all.
Yeah. And don't quit. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Bite off more we can chew and then work out how to
chew it. Chew. Yeah. It's like the same as when I, like, it's the same attitude that I had, we always have had, but the same attitude that I had when I was working for myself. Somebody said, can you build a fence?
Yeah.
I said, yes, of course I can.
YouTube.
I'll send you the... Yeah,
how to build a fence.
YouTube, Google, WikiHow, how do I build this fence? Okay. I think I figured it out. Let's go do it.
Exactly.
And then I did it and it worked. I was like, right, okay. Like, I know that I can do that.
Yeah.
And the next opportunity that comes along, can you do that? Yes, I can. Meanwhile, you don't know whether you can do it or not.
Yeah.
But you figure it out. You make it work. You know, just because you don't know it right now doesn't mean you can never know it. And just because the opportunity is not here right now doesn't mean it's never here.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
We were talking about this just last night, weren't we? About being, or yesterday even, being ready for opportunities. You don't know what's going to come. You don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know what's going to happen. But if you put yourself in a position to be ready for it when it does,
yeah,
and you can take full advantage. Like, we never thought we'd be running 3 or 4 ultra white collar boxing events this year.
No way.
No, we just got approached, like, is it middle of the year last year?
Yeah.
By Pindy, and Pindy said,
do you want to do it?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Don't know how we're going to do it, but let's do it.
And
let's
find time. Make it work.
Make it work. And that's it.
We raised over, as a York ultra white collar, we raised over 10,000 for Cancer Research UK.
That's amazing.
And there were hundreds and hundreds, probably about 500 tickets sold for a fight night at the Barbican. It's great to be a part of that, and I know that we're going to be doing more of those this year, and even bigger and better. It's exciting.
It's really, very exciting.
Really, really
exciting.
I can't wait.
I think that we just need to give it our all, make it the best, keep working on ourselves, working on martial arts for you, working on everything else, and
developing the younger guys who want to, like, be a part of what we do and grow with us and give new opportunities to them. Like, we've got new opportunities within the fight team and the coaching aspect, and, like, for Finn and for Bradley and for the other guys in there, you know, we're bringing people through our system and what we do, and we're in a position to help others who are ready to be helped. You know, it's just about them and you listening. It's about, if you want to, putting yourself in a position to be able to take the opportunity when it's given. You know, like, how many people have we had over the years come to us looking for jobs, looking for work? Okay, I want to be part of what you do. I want to learn from you guys. I want to learn what you do as a business. I want to learn what you do as a team.
And I love that. I think that one thing we've not had to, promote for jobs.
Have we ever put a job advertisement up?
Once for somebody in sales, and then we got rid of him after like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But once, and I love that. I don't want to ever have to put an advert out. Exactly.
Within ourselves.
I want people that want it in.
Yeah.
I want people that are going to make the effort to
approach us. They also know what we're about and love us as a team. You're not just like me and you, but what we do, you know, who we are and what we do.
I think a big thing is who we are, because we're good people. Do you know what I mean? We're good people. We're nice. We're kind. Do you know what I mean? We care. I genuinely care for each and every person.
The amount of times that you've, I won't say fixed a problem or solved a problem, but helped to solve. Because everybody fixes their own problems anyway.
Yeah,
It's not like if you come to me with a problem, I'll try help you figure out how to fix it.
Yeah, myself,
which is what you do for those guys. But then the amount of times people have rung you, I'm really stuck with this certain issue. In my life, you know, it's causing me all this pain, all this struggle, I don't know what to do, and we'll both, I know you especially as well, like, we'll go out of our way, we'll spend as much time as we need to in order to help that person fix that problem, and we'll do that for anyone.
Of course, I'd drop anything, to if it's going to help somebody, do you know what I mean? Like, I literally did it the other day, somebody's, had a really bad December month, do you know what I mean? Bills are really, really high. January is going to be really, really, really tight for them. Do you know what I mean? I just said, we'll pause DD for January. Train. You're part of family. They've been with us for 5 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? 4 or 5 years. Do you know what I mean?
We'll take care of people.
1 month. Do you know what I mean? Don't worry about that. Exactly. And it is. And I know many people that wouldn't do that. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For people. But it's so much more. I want them kids and I want that family to be involved in what we do.
You want them to be impacted and you want them to be getting the benefits of the training and of the community, because it's also social. It's physical, it's mental, you do the exercise, you feel great, but you have that community spirit of people that you see every week and that you feel connected to and that you train with and that
you
care
don't
want to
miss
you.
Out on that. A month of missing out on that could have a major impact. Having another thing with things like that is giving without receiving.
Yeah,
I mean, I need to receive anything 100%. Back. Like, I wanna help more. I wanna give.
You're not saying to that particular family, right, guys? So what you do? You miss this one, right? Next week you're gonna have to double up your payment, and we're gonna have to. I was like, no, look,
no way.
Relax.
No way. Right. I'll always support.
We want to help where we can, and if we're able to, we will.
Exactly. I mean, if we're in the position that we're able to do that, like that's a month. Do you know what I mean? Of course, I can help you out with that. Do you know what I mean? If you message me going, oh, I want 5 years free because my dog died last week, then obviously I'm going to be a bit like okay, but it is, it's all about going back to like with the
giving
team and
receiving.
Well, the team, in the sense of that it's a lot easier to help people when they approach you and come ask for help. Do you know what I mean? And I just feel that now we're in a position where I don't want to put adverts out for people to join the team. If you want to be part of what we do, then show us that you want to be part of what we do.
Come speak to us.
Come have the conversation, do you know what I mean?
Right, look, maybe I'll get my black belt soon and I'd love to have a little assisting role, or is there anything I can do?
Or when I turn 18, I'd actually love my own community centre one day a week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like talk about it, because if you really want it, you'll come have the conversation. Do you know 100%. What I mean? So I think that it is, you never know where it's going to go. Never know. I am cautious that it's past 30 minutes. So I say we wrap it up there.
On a 30-minute timer.
On a 30-minute
timer.
We've
gone over by 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Oh, my gosh.
Added value. We always add value every time, every time. But, guys, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you are all looking forward to this year as much as we are. Keep an eye out. I did send an email out this morning, which has some of the events that we've discussed today, and we'll be keeping you all up to date with everything we've got going on. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year.
Looking forward to the rest of 2023.
Hell yeah.
See what it brings for all of us. I know that it's going to be enjoyable. I know it's going to be successful. And I know that it's going to be a lot of change within the year. A lot of growth for everybody involved.
As always. We'll see you next week, guys.
See you soon.